The following Paid Joseph Prince Ministries program is brought to you by our Grace Legacy Builders.
Today with Joseph Prince.
Under law, God said, I'll by no means pass by your sins, but I'll visit your sins to the third and fourth generation. That's what God said under the law. But under grace, God says, I'll remember your sins no more. So there's been a change. I mean, anyone can see there's been a change. The law says, do, do, do. Grace says, done. At the cross, one of the last words of Jesus is, finished. Finished. Done. What is finished? Man's sin is forgiven. All of God's holy requirements fulfilled on our behalf. The law magnified and fulfilled. Amen.
Joseph Prince has really helped us to understand that the grace of God's not too good to be true.
It's just a total freeing message. God wants us to be free so we can spread his gospel and be bold with it and know who we are in Christ.
We just thank you so much for everything you've done for our family's lives, and we know that he's changing millions and millions of lives around the world.
If the gospel of grace has impacted your life, I would like to invite you to join us as a Grace Legacy Builder. Let's advance the gospel of grace together. Visit the link on your screen to be part of leaving a legacy of grace today.
The law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. One of my favorite, if not my favorite, verse, because this marks my ministry, is a ministry of differentiating for people law and grace. Even among Christians, among believers, we still have an erroneous idea that God demands from us. God demands from us. You know, when you worship God and you feel like God is stern, God is angry. I remember years ago, I was praying, and I was praying, and I tried to imagine, because He is my Heavenly Father, right? God is my Father. I imagined to myself an old man with white beard, white hair. And then I was just praying, and then God stopped me. And He says, why do you see me like this? I said, like what? Like an old man. I said that because you are Father. And my father at that time had, you know, white hair already. And He says, a son, up here in heaven, nobody is old. Growing old is because of sin. Man begin to age. His body gets weaker. Gray hairs come out. And then they die. It's because of sin. The wages of sin is death. But God says, up here, we are all forever young. I literally heard that. We are up here, we are forever young. And I begin to see a God who is dynamic. A God who is young. And you know what? If you live in Him, you'll be forever young. Amen. Just like the old hymn says, forever young, I wanna be forever young. You know that old church hymn? Do you really wanna live forever, forever? Anybody? You can live forever and you can live forever young. Today, amen, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Eternal life is living forever with a quality of life, because, you know, those who end up in hell, they also live forever. When you think about it, it's still life, right? Forever, but it's not eternal life. Eternal life is the life of God, the life that God lives by, that uncreated, that disease-free, that ageless life, that eternal life, the quality of life becomes yours through Jesus Christ. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. All of us have sinned. We sin because the Bible says we sin because we are sinners. We don't become sinners because we sin. All of us, when we were born into this world, we were born in sin. Say, Pastor Prince, that's not fair. You see, if you think about it, our lives are intricately linked with our Father, our grandfather, and on and on. You say that, yeah, but if you're saying I received my sin from Him, yes, God has designed it in such a way that our lives are linked. Think about it. If your grandfather died when he was 5 years old, you wouldn't be here today. Think for a while. Amen? If your grandfather didn't exist, you wouldn't be here. Our lives are linked. So when the first man, Adam and Eve, God gave them a choice. In fact, God is so generous. Always remember, God is not holding back on you. God will give you everything. And in fact, God always gives more than enough. And when the first Adam and Eve, when God first made the first man and woman, God put them in a beautiful place called Eden. Amen. Men tried to paint it and try to illustrate it. No one can picture Eden. It is everything that's beautiful to the eyes. Everything that is good to eat. Amen. And then in the middle of the garden, God put the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And God told man, do not eat from one tree. Now that means God says, eat freely from every tree. You see the generosity of God? But don't eat from one tree. The day you eat of it, you will surely die. Now, why did God do that? And why was the tree there? You might ask, well, Pastor Prince, might as well don't put a tree there, right? But you see, if God made man not like a robot, God can make man like a robot. Worship me, obey me. And today the world will be functioning perfectly. But then is that what God wants, a robot to love him? No. God made man, the Bible says, let us make man in our image. Man is made in God's image. And God gave man something called free choice. So to exercise that free choice, you cannot just give someone with free choice everything good. And then you say, you know something else? I give you free choice. But everything that he chooses is good. There is no demonstration or exercise of that free choice. So God put one tree down there and God says, don't eat from that tree. The day you eat of it, you will surely die. And you know what happened? Man chose that tree. Now, when you choose the tree, when you choose sin, you choose to disobey God, you cannot have your cake and eat it. The wages, we call wages salary, right? Penalty of sin is death. And not just death physically, but death eternally. But when man took from that tree, God knew that man is cut off from him. You cannot just say, well, Pastor Prince, if man took from the tree and boys will be boys, why not God just sweep everything under the carpet? If God did that, yeah, he's a God of love, but he's not a righteous God. If there are no laws and orders in this universe will collapse. If the judge says, you know what, I know you murdered three ladies and all that, no problem, you know what, you had a bad childhood, boys will be boys, never mind, acquitted. Then, you know what? He's not a righteous judge. We cannot respect a judge like that. So God is holy, righteous, but God is love. God loves you. Do you know something? Today we celebrate Resurrection Day. Jesus rose from the dead. He conquered death for you and I. But do you know that God never meant for man to die? It is not in God's heart. In fact, God counts death as an enemy. That's why people cry at funerals. Deep down in our hearts, we know. Even Jesus wept at Lazarus' funeral, right? Jesus wept because he knew that this is not his Father's plan for man in the very beginning. Death is foreign to us. We don't want to grow old. We don't want to have sickness. That's why we go to the doctor. And we don't want to die. It is inherent in every man. But every time you pass by a funeral, you know, a service that's going on somewhere under the void deck here in Singapore, right? It reminds you again, people don't like to talk about death. They don't like to talk about funerals and all that. But I want you to know something. Death has been conquered by Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we celebrate resurrection. He didn't rise up spiritually. He rose up bodily. Yeah. And you know why he rose up bodily? Because our sins have been put away. Yeah. Sin is the problem that separates man from God. Just like if you love someone that you love very much, your child or whatever, and the child has cancer, and the cancer is in the child, you don't love the cancer, but the cancer is in the child. But you hate the cancer, you love your child. God hates sin, but God loves you. Amen. Sin is destroying everything beautiful that God has for you. Amen. The good life. And we see it all the time. Even celebrities are taking their lives now. You thought that if they become famous, they become wealthy, everybody, you know, and there are millions of people tuning into their social media and all that, large following, but then they take their life. You wonder to yourself, well, if I have fame and fortune, I won't be doing that. Are you sure? Maybe there's not everything to life. Jesus himself says, what shall it profit a man? He gains the whole world, but he loses his own soul. Wow, amen. Amen? So you, how much do you hate the cancer in your child? The same amount that you love your child. If you love your child a lot, you will hate that disease a lot. You say, why does God hate sin so much? Because God loves you very much. Can I have a good amen? So there had to be a solution. God can just say, you know what? I'm done with Adam and Eve. I'm done with all the generations that will come up from them. You know what? I'll make a new creation. After all, I've made angels. I'm not referring to our church. Amen? I've made angels. I'll make a new creation. Amen? I'll just wipe them out. God could have done that. Amen? And today, people won't use the breath that God gives them to blaspheme him, to speak against him. Resolve. Amen? I mean, I'm glad I'm not God. So we know in our hearts that, you know, we pass by a cemetery. No one likes to pass by a cemetery. Am I right? We still have cemeteries here in Singapore, right? Yep. Right? Nobody likes to go down there for a date or a picnic. One time a pastor was at a cemetery and he heard crying. So he looked around for the direction. Then he saw a man holding a tombstone, crying, sobbing, body-wracking sobbing. You know, and he went over and says, sir, I'm a pastor. Can I pray for you? He was crying. And he says, someone you love? He was, by the way, he was saying, don't leave. Why did you leave? Why did you leave? And the pastor says, someone you love? He says, no, my wife's first husband. Okay, anyway. The point is, no one likes to be in a cemetery, okay? I'm in trouble with my wife now. My wife don't have a first husband, okay? This is the first husband and the last woman, amen? It better be the last. I don't think she can ever have anybody else once she's had. Amen. So God ordained a system. God could have wiped out man, but God ordained a system by which that God can be righteous in forgiving man of his sin and treat man like righteous. All right, the system is called, even though we say the law was given by Moses, Moses is a servant, not the son of God. In a house, a servant don't have the standing with a father that a son does. Jesus is the son. The law, the Ten Commandments, was given through a servant. But grace and truth came through the Son, Jesus Christ. The law was given. I can give something from a distance. I can send through, now this, Amazon. Amen. Free advertisement again, as if he needs it, Mr. Bezos. And we can give from a distance, but if I come to your place personally, if I come, that's personal. That's getting real close. Well, the law was given. When God gave the law, God says, thou shall not kill. Thou shall not commit adultery. Thou shall not murder. All that, right? God spoke from a mountain and through an intermediary, the Bible says, through angels. And the mountain was veiled in dark clouds. And there was an earthquake and there was lightnings and the sound of voices. And even the Bible says the best of them, of all Israel, Moses says, I exceedingly fear and I was trembling. Not just fearing and trembling, but exceedingly, he said. He was trembling. And the Bible says, from in that kind of atmosphere, God gave the Ten Commandments. So that's the law. But we are not under the law now. We are under grace. The law demands grace that came through Jesus Christ. True grace. This grace and truth is true grace supplies. The law demands, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. Grace says, here, receive the supply. And the law, God demands righteousness. from sinful man. That man says, I can't, I try to be righteous, I cannot. Amen? But under grace, God says, take the gift of righteousness. It's only to be received. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. That's why the first miracle, public miracle of Moses was to turn water into blood, resulting in death. Remember when he struck the river Nile? The first miracle of Jesus, the first miracle of grace, is to turn water into wine, resulting in celebration. Remember the story, the wedding, they ran out of wine? He can do the same in your marriage. He can turn what is simple and bland like water into intoxicating wine. Amen? Praise God. Under law, God said, I'll by no means pass by your sins, but I'll visit your sins to the third and fourth generation. That's what God said under the law. But under grace, God says, I'll remember your sins no more. Amen. So there's been a change. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, anyone can see there's been a change. Right. Yeah. The law says, do, do, do. Grace says, done. Come on. At the cross, one of the last words of Jesus is, finished. Yeah. Finished. Done. What is finished? Man's sin is forgiven. All of God's holy requirements fulfilled on our behalf. The law magnified and fulfilled. Amen. The law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. When God gave the Ten Commandments, God knew man would sin. And man says, all that God says, we can keep. Wow. Sounds very noble. Sounds very solid. But you know something? That is confidence in your flesh. And God knew, that's the reason why God gave man the Ten Commandments. God knew if there's no Ten Commandments, if I say you're a sinner, you say, what's a sinner? But if God gave the Ten Commandments, even the best of us will fail. And Jesus came and Jesus showed man, that's what Moses meant when he says, it's not just committing adultery. Thou shalt not commit adultery. It's not just committing adultery, like going bodily with your person who's not your partner, who's not your life partner, who's not your wife, not your husband. Bodily, it's not just bodily doing it. It is even when you lust for someone in your heart, that's adultery, Jesus said. Murder is not just taking a knife and plunging into someone's heart physically. Murder is hating someone in your heart, even though the person is still alive. Why did Jesus say all that? To bring all of us to the end of ourselves so that we see our need for Him, the Savior. But man is so proud that man would not want to, you know, I'm a self-made man. I'm this. Listen, my friend, 100 years from now, speaking naturally, not a single person under this room will still be alive. Death is total. Amen. Like I said, God never meant for man to die. It's not His dream for man to grow old even. Right? But men are growing old. Amen. They grow old, they become decrepit, and they die. Is this God's dream for man? No. Sin came in. That's what I'm saying. Sin mars, sin defiles, sin destroys. Sin will cost you more than you want to pay. It's like cancer. Don't mess with sin. Amen. Amen. Get Jesus in your life. Praise the Lord. What did Jesus do? So in the Old Testament, before Jesus came, there was a tabernacle, like a small temple, where God used this illustration to help men understand. And for this, I need some volunteers real fast. Come on. I need my lamb and I need my priest. Okay, Pastor, oh, wow, so fast already. Okay, I think you'll be on this position. Okay, now I'll be the sinner. I'll be all of you. You and you are represented here in me. Okay, this is me. This is you. Yes, okay. This is the high priest. This is the priest of Israel. So in the Old Testament, when you read the Old Testament, you find there's a priest in the Old Testament. Jesus Christ today is our high priest. All right, but in the Old Testament, God uses this for visual aid. Amen? It is illustration of what is to come. These are shadows. What Jesus did at the cross is the substance. Amen. So every time someone sins, He will bring His lamb. Follow me, lamb. This is a black lamb, by the way. Okay. All right. Say something, ba, 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 whatever. Ba, ba. Okay. Are you from Pranakan family? Okay. Anyway, come. Follow me. All right. So this is the sheep, all right? And I bring my sheep to the priest in the temple, Okay, now I bring my priests, my sheep to the temple. Amen? All right, so look at him. Look at him. The priest does not look at me. I sin. The reason I bring the lamb is my sacrificial lamb. I sin. You and I have sinned. This priest represents God. So his eyes right now are like the eyes of God, representing God, looking for blemishes, looking for sins, looking for what is not holy. Amen? Notice he doesn't check me out. He doesn't look at me. Notice that? When I bring my lamb, he doesn't look at me. It's redundant to look at me. Why? It will serve no purpose. It's very obvious why I am there. Why am I here? I have sinned. So no point examining me. The reason I'm saying this is because a lot of people, when they come to God, they think God is examining them. Okay? Watch this now. So I bring my lamb here to the priest, and the priest checks the lamb for any blemishes. It must be without blemish. Why? Because it represents Jesus Christ. Jesus is sinless. Amen? No sin, no imperfection, no blemishes. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's why I believe that Jesus is the most good-looking person that ever walked on this earth. He cannot grow old. Amen? Because, there's no blemish in him. There's no imperfection. His whole body, actually, given by Mary, but there's no sin in his body. So there cannot be anything that defiles. So I believe Jesus is the most good-looking. Amen. The Bible says in the Song of Songs, he's the most attractive of 10,000s, an expression of the most attractive of all. Amen? So praise God. So he looks for blemishes because this lamb represents Jesus Christ. Okay, so examine. The hair too long? Okay, can't. Acceptable. Okay, acceptable. And then the priest will pass me. All the while, he doesn't look at me. Remember this. When you come to God, God is not asking, how good are you? God is asking, how good is your lamb? Amen. Amen. Okay? So, if it's good, he has a knife. By the way, he says good, he gives me the knife. This is what they do in those days. You read about this on Yom Kippur, which is a Hebrew way of saying the Day of Atonement. Amen? You find this also, Day of Atonement is done by the priest. But every other day is done by the person who comes to bring the lamb. This is what he does. He must know that his sins caused the death of the lamb. Okay? Now, before I heal, I forgot one more thing. Must lay hands. Okay? Now, this. Can I touch your hair? Serious business with him, okay? All right, so this is what we do. The offerer, I am the offerer, all right, representing you and I. I lay hands on him. Now watch this. All my sins, this is a picture of identification. Laying hands is a picture of identification. Amen? When I do this, that means in the eyes of God, all my sins are now transferred, like transferred. Just imagine something dark and sinful and all my filth and all that, all transferred to him, plus my diseases. Transferred. Okay? Now, the lamb that is without blemish, without imperfection, is now blemish. Not in himself, but because of my sins. He's bearing my sins. Do you understand? He's carrying my sins. Then the priest will pass me the knife, and this is what happens. I kill the lamb. Because this is a picture of, we must know that when Jesus died on the cross, it is our sins that he bore. He died for us. Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. A bell is not a bell till you ring it. A song is not a song till you sing it. Love is not love until you give it. Amen? Love gives. God so loved the world that he gave his son. And God gave his son when the world don't care about him. When the world was rebelling against him, God gave his son. Amen? And this is what we say to God in essence. Now, this is what we think of your son. We took him and we put him on the cross. Amen? And God used the cross as the means. That was his plan all the while. That Jesus will become the Lamb of God.
This month, we're giving you Joseph's powerful teaching series and a bonus book on praying in tongues for your gift of any amount to the ministry. And for a gift of $75 or more, you'll receive this specially curated set that will give you a deeper understanding of the benefits of praying in the Spirit. Call now and you'll also receive this teaching series as a digital video resource. Thank you for your gift that allows us to reach even more people with the gospel of grace. Visit josephprince.org or call us toll-free at 877-901-4300.
It is on my heart today to pray for those of you who are facing financial challenges. Maybe you're struggling to support your family. Maybe you are in debt and you can't see your way out. I want to pray for supernatural cancellation of debt for you right now and for you to experience God's provision. Would you lift your hands as I pray for you now? Father, I thank you for everyone receiving this prayer right now. And I thank you, Father, that you love them. You know where they are at financially. You know those who are in debt and those who have made mistakes in the past and overextended themselves. Father, I'm asking you in Jesus' name to supernaturally cancel their debts by your grace. Grant them their financial breakthrough and give them the wisdom to steward their finances. Father, be their supply during this time and bless them to be a blessing to others. Cause them to have more than enough to be able to be a channel of blessing to many and to establish your kingdom, Father, on earth, in Jesus' name. Now say, Father, I receive this breakthrough in Jesus' name. Amen. I encourage you to keep tuning in to our broadcast and you can watch our program online at josephprince.tv. It is a great platform to consume the gospel and allow the Lord to take you from lack to abundant supply in every area. And with josephprince.tv, you can watch our broadcast on all your devices 24/7. Sign up for an account today, and we'll send you an encouraging teaching resource as my gift to you. God bless you.
Next on Joseph Prince.
Why was Jesus delivered to the cross? Because of our offenses, our sins against God, against the Holy God. Amen? But why was Jesus raised from the dead? Because we were declared righteous. By whom? By God. In other words, Jesus' resurrection means you are acquitted. You are righteous.
Help us proclaim the life-changing gospel of grace far and wide. Join us as a Grace Legacy Builder. You can make a real difference in the lives of many today. Visit josephprince.org or call 877-901-4300 to find out more.
Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us.
Preceding paid program is brought to you by our Grace Legacy Builders. Thank you for helping us proclaim the gospel of grace around the world.